Marcos Murillo was lured by the American dream. When he left Chiapas, Mexico, he promised his five siblings and his mom that he'd send money. He thought,
I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be, you know, sweeping money out of the floor.
But when he arrived in the U.S., he was young and naive.
I was about almost 19. I started from the bottom, like I was doing prep, dishes.
It took him 20 years. Now he's the executive chef at a restaurant in Sacramento. He wears colorful pants underneath a starched white chef's coat. He has a magnetic smile and a commanding personality.
It's so funny because I didn't know that in order to get a job in America, you need to have Social Security. I don't even know what that means.
You didn't know when you crossed the border that you wouldn't be able to get a job?
No.
He was destitute for about 4 months while he searched for work in Northern California. Then he made the necessary connections to get a job.
I did what, you know, everybody does. I went in line and I make a fake number in order to get a job.
How do you get a fake Social Security number?
It's pretty easy. And everybody in America who has computer access to computer can do that. Yeah, I mean, everybody does.
He believes his kitchen staff is about 95% undocumented. He says that's pretty common in the industry because people without papers are willing to grunt it out.
Definitely. And actually, that will give me less headache than the people who has papers.
Connie Levis is one of the owners of the restaurant. She originally hired Murillo as a dishwasher. She says she had no idea he was undocumented because it's nearly impossible to tell.
They present me their papers, a photocopy of a Social Security card and a photocopy of, I think they refer to it as the green card or the resident alien card. I look at them and they look good to my eye, so you're hired.
She admits that she receives a letter from the IRS every year questioning whether the Social Security numbers she's filed are accurate.
I know that I'm under no obligation to pursue it any further. We have an attorney and he said you're not.
Low-income workers, especially in food service, are the primary area of research for Bryant Halpin. He's a PhD candidate at UC Davis.
In one of the kitchens where I conducted research at, you know, at the end of the year and all the W-2s get sent back, I mean, there'd be a stack of 30 W-2s just sitting there. And they'd sit there for 6 months until the employer just would decide to file them away.
He says restaurant owners turn a blind eye because people without papers aren't likely to complain. They're scared they'll get deported.
And so that threat is implicit and shapes your kind of mental framework for everything you do, whether it's driving your car or working or whatever it is. And so the more you can kind of fly under the radar, I think the better off people think they'll be.
Marcos Murillo flew under the radar for many years before he married an American woman. Now he's a citizen. He's the only one in his family. Over time, he helped four of his five siblings get established after they crossed the border illegally. In fact, he says at various times, all of his four brothers worked in the kitchen of the restaurant using false papers.
Unfortunately, you know, we don't like doing these kind of things, but if we don't have choice, I guess that's what we have to do.
In Sacramento, I'm Leslie McClurg.